This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Hamas is accusing Israel of acting in the spirit of revenge and murder. It follows an incident where Israeli aircraft are reported to have killed three sons of Hamas's top political leader in Gaza. Hamas says four of the leader's grandchildren were also killed. Israel, meanwhile, continues to say it plans to carry out an offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Those NPR's Greg Myrie reports many Israeli troops have pulled out of the region.
Netanyahu actually said this week there is a date for the Rafah invasion, but he didn't provide it. But his statement really goes against the developments we're seeing on the ground. Israel announced a few days ago it had withdrawn troops from the southern city of Khan Yunis. It's the latest in a series of troop drawdowns. And Israel isn't providing numbers, but military analysts say Israel has just one brigade, a couple thousand troops in Gaza right now, down from tens of thousands at the peak.
NPR's Greg Myrie, the latest. This violence raises more questions about internationally mediated ceasefire talks. Arizona abortion providers are remaining optimistic after the state Supreme Court revived a near total abortion ban that dates back to 1864. Arizona Public Media's Paula Rodriguez has more.
Phoenix-based abortion provider Dr. Atsuko Koyama says Tuesday's ruling proved that finding a solution for abortion access cannot remain on the state level.
People are dying right now, and people will continue to die in this country, unnecessarily preventable deaths, until we have really a federal law that codifies abortion as essential health care.
In a 4-2 decision, Arizona's high court ruled that physicians are banned from providing abortions except in cases to save a pregnant person's life. Koyama believes the court's ruling is temporary as some Arizonans work to put abortion access on the ballot in November. For NPR News, I'm Paula Rodriguez in Tucson.
President Biden's fifth state dinner is getting underway in Washington at this hour. He and the First Lady are hosting Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and his wife. NPR's Deepa Shivram reports the White House Social Office has been planning the event for some time.
Tonight's menu includes both American fare and nods to Japan, including shiso leaf fritters and the cherry ice cream at dessert, a sweet allusion to the cherry blossom trees Japan once gifted the U.S. The decor is a celebration of spring, including a floor that gives the illusion of walking over a koi pond. And after dinner, Paul Simon will perform. State dinners celebrate diplomatic ties and woo political allies. Japan's visit comes as the Biden administration grapples with escalating tensions in the South China Sea and as Japanese company Nippon Steel is planning to take over U.S. Steel, which Biden opposes. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. For the first time ever, some gold medalists at this summer's Olympic Games in Paris will receive $50,000 apiece in prize money directly from their sport's governing body. NPR's Becky Sullivan has the story.
The gold medalists in 48 men's and women's track and field events in Paris will receive the $50,000 prizes from World Athletics, the international federation that oversees what are called athletics events worldwide. Prizes will also go to the winners of the marathon and race walk. The Olympics bring in billions of dollars in revenue from TV deals and sponsorships. Sebastian Coe, the two-time gold medalist in track and president of World Athletics, said the organization wanted to return some of that money to the athletes themselves.
I want them to know that as the sport grows, that they too will become the beneficiaries of that.
No other sports have yet followed suit. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
Someone in Oregon State is sitting on a $1.3 billion lottery jackpot, but we won't know for at least a couple of weeks who that someone is. Oregon lottery officials say the buyer of a winning $1.3 billion Powerball ticket over the weekend came forward Monday, but they say the win must be verified and arrangements still need to be made for the massive payout. The ticket was purchased at a Plaid Pantry convenience store in Portland. For selling that winning ticket, the store's manager receives a $100,000 bonus, which will be shared with other store employees. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 422 points. The Nasdaq down 136 points. The S&P 500 dropped 49 points. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.